happen. That's going to be a real thing. We're going to be running into people named Little Caesars.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Little Caesar Jackson.
This is the Rowdy Rouse and the Boys Podcast.
Welcome to the Rowdy Rouse and the Boys Podcast. Today is Friday, September 3rd. We were just hot on something, so let's pick this back up. So we were talking about people putting razor blades and drugs in Halloween candy. This is absolutely ridiculous. Because, I just said this, but I'll say it again, drugs are expensive. They're not just going to put drugs in random people's candy. Because the inherent issue with it is they're not going to see the result, you know? They're not going to see the result of this kid eating a razor blade, you know? Also, who's just going to eat a whole razor blade?
Like, my whole question is, like, who would ever do something? What is the point?
Is there historical precedent that this happened and parents are like, we gotta monitor the candy?
It probably happened once. It probably happened one time.
It was probably a manufacturer error. Yeah. If that happened.
That's fair. I don't know. Like, there are people out there that just want to, like, see the world burn, you know? Yeah. And, like, if you're the razor blade guy.
But you're
and,
not
like,
seeing it burn.
Imagine, though, if you're the razor blade guy and you get on the news and you're like, that was my fucking blade. You're like, that was me. Like, there's a payoff.
Sounds like something.
There's a payoff, but the chance of that happening is so slim, you know? I don't know.
I mean, like, the only reason I could see from checking to see if your candy's open is to just make sure that it's not fucking open and got some shit in there, like some dirt, you know?
Yeah.
To check to make sure your food's not dirty, yeah. But, like, why the fuck would there be razor blades in your kitchen?
It's just like something that, like, you know, moms that watch Dateline back in the day were just like, oh, here's the newest thing to be afraid of.
I don't know. The war on drugs.
Yeah. Has now reached your kid's Halloween basket. I don't know. That being said, if I get like when I was little, if I got like an unwrapped thing, I'd be like, I'm not touching this, you know?
Yeah, well, like, that makes sense.
If you're giving me baked goods, like, okay, yeah, I'm not eating that shit. So yeah, this is the podcast.
I guess it worked.
That's fair. I guess it subliminally got me.
Right.
But like, you know, you ever get a Reese cup that's like halfway open, you're like, I'm just going to eat this. Like, it's the last one.
I don't buy open things from the grocery store.
Yeah.
They won't let you buy them half the time. If they notice that they're open, they're like, they'll send them back.
All good on them.
Yeah, this is a podcast. Sorry, we're in the middle of a tangent, and I had to press record. So we're here.
That was good, though.
We got just the boys today, but there's not one, not two, but three calls scheduled. So we'll see if they answer. But you know,
we're like an official radio show now with like call-in guests.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
We gotta get sponsors for like when they call. We got Will on the Chevrolet hotline, the Billy Fusillo hotline. Yeah. It's huge. He can still sponsor us beyond the grave.
That's fair.
His estate stole a thing.
Poor one out.
Sponsors from beyond the grave.
It's been sponsored by Stonewall Jackson.
The ghost of Stonewall Jackson.
Holy shit.
Alright, so why don't we start with last night's debacle of fantasy draft.
All right.
With the mystery guy.
Yeah, give him some background here.
Fantasy football season is among us.
Upon us.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry. It's among me. I'm in five fucking leagues, so it's in me.
I'm in four. I gotta cool it down.
So anyways, I wanted to try this thing called the Guillotine League, where if you are last in points for that week, you are out. Meaning your guys are released, you are out of the league, lost your money.
Everyone versus everyone.
Yep, there's
and whoever
no
does the worst is out.
Yep, so you're just looking at points four. So I organized this, and I was having trouble finding. You're supposed to do it with like 17 or 18 people because it's supposed to be every week of the real season.
Right.
I was like, I can't find a league that's going to support that.
Do you even know that many people?
That's no. How
this comes
so
up
this
later.
This is why. So I was having trouble getting people that want to do it. John said no. Will said no.
It just sounds stupid. It just sounds like paying money to immediately lose.
But if you win, you get a huge pot.
Yeah.
You get the same pot as any other thing, and then you at least get to be part of it the whole fucking time.
A lot of leagues like to do stupid, like, if you're third place, you get your money back. Second place gets a smaller pot.
That's, like, the standard. But like, I said no at first, too, because I'm like, I'm in too many leagues. And I was like, you know, I could just lose week one, and then it's not even a thing I have to keep track of. You know? So that was inevitably what made me do it.
So anyways, I was having trouble finding people. So, in another league I'm in with Jeff Palmer, which we could talk about that crazy league.
Front of the cast, Jeff Palmer.
So many fucking trades are happening in that league, and the season hasn't even started. This guy keeps trying to get Darren Waller from me, and I'm like, no, dude!
Jeff is okay. He texts me every day about fantasy.
Anyways, he
I love the man.
What?
I love the man. He's so chaotic.
He is definitely a Kramer-esque character.
He asked some of the people in that league if they wanted in. So some of them came into the league. And then I asked my cousin, and he asked a couple of his friends.
So I want to pause. So foreground, just for the audience. So Mike's has this league, having a hard time filling it. He's inviting Jeff and his cousin, who are then inviting their friends.
Yeah, I know.
So now there's 2 degrees of separation between Mike and the people that are in his league that he has to get money from.
It gets better. It gets better. So I know about half the people in the 16-person league. And most people paid me before the draft. I was trying to figure out who owes me it as the draft was going on. And there's this random team that I didn't know, that none of my, my cousin or Jeff's friends knew. And he wasn't anyone I invited. So I'm like, who is this person? And he auto-picked. So, no one knows who this guy is. I'm like, he's not going to pay me because his team is dog shit. He's going to take one look at the roster and be like, no. Well, after talking to Jeff, he's like, no, it's not any of my friends. And I'm like, wait, is it any of your friends' friends? Like, is there a third degree of people in this league? And it turned out to be one of his friends' friends.
Wow.
Who did pay me today.
Deep cut. Well, at least you got that. And
he's probably going to be the first one out.
Well.
Because he auto-drafted.
I'll take his $20.
His team looks like shit.
That's wild, though. I mean, just let the fact that you let it get... That's better. The fact that you let it get that ridiculous, that it's like Jeff's friends, friends.
I wanted
your
to try
friends,
this.
Friends, friends. Jeff, who you haven't seen in 5 years, his friend.
Jeff, whose friends are strange.
Jeff is strange. But we like Jeff. But beyond that...
Oh, no, I mean, I probably won't do it again with so many strange people.
Yeah, that is a situation. I do have to say that. Whew. Wow.
But, yeah, so I spent most of last night trying to figure out who this guy is. I thought maybe it was my friend in Florida.
Dude, you called me, and I was so fucked up.
Oh, you're drafted.
I was so fucked up, dude. Because the draft was taking so long, I just started boozing. Ah. And then it was like 9:30, and I was like, oh, shit. And then you called me, and I was like, oh, man. How do I give him sound advice right now?
Well, luckily, I hunted this guy down. He paid me.
That's good.
But yeah, I really did think some random guy maybe got my link and just joined the league to fuck
that would be so fun.
If it was a public league, that's, possible.
It wasn't, though. That was what was super confusing about it.
All right, so on the subject of crazy things that have happened within the past couple days, I just told the story to Lon, but you're here, so you heard it the first time, And the viewers can get, an inauthentic Lon reaction to this, too, so that's, kind of a two-for-one.
I still have questions.
All right, good. I might have answers. I don't have a lot of answers. All right, so I've been talking about the, the debauchery of the weekly parties and things, right? And so this all stemmed from me bumping into my landlord a couple weeks ago.
Can I pause really quick?
Absolutely.
Because this might add to it. It might be related. When I came over here last week to pick up a Hawaiian shirt, they had everything coned off and, tents.
This is what it's about.
Is this related?
This is what it's about. So my landlord, I bumped into him, he's like, if anything happens, if anything's bothering you, let me know. I didn't realize this guy was doing this much. And he's like, I've gotten a lot of complaints about him. And so last Friday, the man put cones in the street to block off, parking for his party. Which is a literal illegal thing. You can't put cones in the street. That's the street, So, anyways, I'm like, okay. So I get a little sly about this, and I email my landlord. I'm like, hey, did you have any sort of, construction on the building planned? Or, are you aware of any road work? And he was like, no, I don't know anything about that. Keep an eye on that, and I'm going to call you tomorrow. And I was like, all right. So, sure enough, he moves the cone so that his friends can park there. And meanwhile, I was having people over that night. That's why I was so pissed off, is because, there's already nowhere to park,
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, this man's reserving spots for himself. I know I'm coming off like a 90-year-old grandma right now, but I don't care. I don't care. I'm almost 30,
This guy goes so hard. His parties sound like they're a lot of fun.
If he invited me, he'd be a different story.
But the question is, how do you have the brazen gall to just host these large parties out of your apartment?
But how do you let it get so
crowded? One-bedroom apartment.
Yes. His is bigger. The downstairs ones are bigger. But, not by much.
Two-bedroom apartment.
Yes. And then he has, so to set the table, too, so he's got these gazebo tents out front. He's got a grill.
On the sidewalk?
On the sidewalk. Like,
I saw it, yeah.
He's maximizing his very small amount of space.
It looked like a tailgate.
And so I'm just like I don't, like, do that. Like, have the parties, honestly, I don't give a shit. Just don't take up all the fucking spots with cones.
Right.
And so anyways, my landlord called me back Monday. He's like, so, like, what went on? And I was like, yeah, sure enough, the fucking cones were gone Saturday morning, and they were replaced with cars. And he was like, all right, like, I've had some of, like, the people, like, other neighbors, like call me about him. He's like, can you email me this? Like, I'm going to go talk to him. I was like, all right. So it's like I said, like, kind of just give him, like, a thing in the email or whatever. So Wednesday comes around. I'm working from home. I'm in a call for work. Like, I'm on, like, in a meeting, and I'm walking downstairs. I'm taking out the trash, because my cat had just taken just a terrible shit, and I had to get the litter out of there. My house is smelling really bad. So I'm taking the litter out in a call, and fucking my landlord is at that time talking to, he's like scolding the man, right? So I'm in a call, I got cat poop in my hands, I'm walking out to the trash, just minding my own business, and the man absconds me in the middle of the conversation. He, you know, he departs from the landlord. He's like, you tell this motherfucker about my music? And I was like, just so put off. And I was like, no. Just kept walking. I was like, oh man, I got a situation on my hands. This is a large man, you know, tall. Not wide, large. But why? clearly has a lot of friends. I mean, if I know one thing about him, it's that he has a lot of friends. So then I called my landlord and whatever. He's like, no, I didn't say your name. I don't really know why he acted out that way. He's like, you literally walked by at the worst possible time. He's like, even though in his eyes you're innocent, he's going to associate with you with this now. So I gotta live with that. So, but, like, I wanted to bring this home. I want to relate to the... You can get him out of there if he's being an asshole.
No, I don't mind if he's sitting next to me.
I want to relate this to last week, because I was saying the things happened to me that would happen to George Costanza. Mm-hmm. You know? The WGR guy thing, where I just immediately sound like that would be an episode of Seinfeld. This would be an episode of Seinfeld.
This is! This of is course, the busboy episode!
Of course I'm taking the trash out when he's getting yelled at by the man, and then he freaks out on me just happening to be there, you know? To redirect his rage on what wound up being the correct person. He doesn't know that.
This is the busboy episode.
So yeah, I'm just George Costanza now, dude. I'm at that hairline, you know. I'm there. So
well, that segues nice to what I want to do talk about today. I want to announce our next draft, Seinfeld episodes.
Yes,
I'm currently watching it all the way through. Never done that. Seen many of the iconic ones.
Oh, all right, I gotta do that now too.
So check this out. They took it off of Hulu in like August. And it's coming on to Netflix on October 1st. So what we should try to do is coordinate with that.
So yeah, we'll make it for like the end of September. We'll do the draft. So you got like a month to get that.
Well, is it off Hulu?
It's not on any legal social platform.
Well, then I don't have it.
You don't have any kind of...
No.
Why don't you just break the law a little bit? Why don't you to find it online?
I don't have the freaking wherewithal to do that. My computer's not hooked up.
Have you seen them all?
Everything's chaotic. I've seen most of them.
That's good enough. That's good enough.
I'm just going to do everything... Do this the way I do everything, and
you could realistically just wait till the cast pop up on IMDb, be like, "This was a funny one."
And go. We need to get a fourth person who's big.
I'm sure we could find somebody.
My dad'd be a good.
Let's get your dad over here.
You know,
we might have to go there for that one.
We need Jeff. I feel like
Jeff.
Oh,
is
a shit.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? I've been kind of alluding to like a return of Jeff.
We got the return of Jeff.
I'm gonna get Jeff for this.
He loves.
I'm
drafts,
gonna get Jeff for this.
So yeah.
Alright.
what is the number one pick in your eyes, though? We don't know who has it.
The number one, it's got to be the contest. I feel like that's the highest, like, well-known,
you
know?
Yeah, I agree. Contest number one, what do you think?
You think of Seinfeld, what is
the
moment?
You think of?
What is the moment that you think of? A lot of dead air here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking know Seinfeld that well. I'd have to go back.
There's so many moments, dude. Anyways, whatever. So this has happened every single time we do this podcast. It's like, I'll start talking, and then I'll just like talk myself into doing a ton of work outside of this, which is not at all what I want to do. Like, hey, Ross, why don't you do this post-production? Or, hey, why don't you coordinate this person coming on the podcast? I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Now I gotta do that.
You know how for the Dragon Ball Z draft we did the Head Chilla intro?
Yes.
You got to do this, get the Seinfeld theme.
That's fine. That's fine. That's just a quick little clip. Yeah, all right, I'll try and get Jeff. That'll be, you know what, Jeff's going to make for great airtime, too.
Yeah,
you know?
You said he's a Kramer-esque character. Yeah, he perfect is. Thing for
he
the
is Kramer in real life.
He's got high hair now and everything.
He's got tall hair, dude. Well, he did, and the last time I saw him, that's like 5 years ago. This would be good. Like,
I saw
reunion.
Him in passing on the road the
oh, yeah?
one day.
Still tall?
He was at Kyle Mast's house, yeah.
Nice.
Well, speaking of Jeff Palmer, this could segue to my other one.
We're segueing. Wow. We're just flowing.
So, you guys, I know you watch a lot of YouTube. You ever look at the comments?
Yeah, I get sucked into comments like that.
So
I do sometimes.
You notice how on a lot of videos, 70-80% of it is people palmering.
Right, they just say
the same thing that was said two comments ago, just in a different way.
Sure.
And it annoys me. You said you feel like a 90-year-old grandma. I feel that way too. Like everything in the world is starting to annoy me. Especially YouTube comments.
I know you're getting older.
Yeah. Like, this person just saying the same thing that the person comment above said. And, like, how does YouTube... Did that person not see it? Or does he really think he's
Here's
making...
Here's how I think this works. I think it's because the comment... Isn't the comment box, like, at the top of the fucking thing?
Yeah.
So you don't see anything else.
You only see, like, the top comments.
It's
usually.
So much easier to just make a comment before you... Before seeing
okay.
the comments before.
Well, I always wonder when I see this, because, you know, typically the comments that are being palmered are the ones with a lot of likes. So are they like, well, I could say that better than that guy. I'm going to say it my way and get more thumbs up than him. Like, is that what drives it?
I have a different perspective on this. What kind of person comments on YouTube videos? Do you guys comment on YouTube videos? Would you say regularly?
No, but I do comment
I'll
on
comment,
Instagram videos, which I would argue is worse.
I'll comment
it's,
on the
it's
comments.
It's at least just as bad. If not, yeah. Okay.
I comment to the comments.
Because here's the thing. Like, you're commenting on this YouTube video. You know, a lot of... If we're watching it, it's got high production quality, probably. You know, I don't know. I don't know what you do, but I'm assuming you watch decent
That's
videos.
That's not a guarantee.
You know, but like that means a lot of views, which means that these guys are getting a lot of comments. So yeah. like the odds of your comment being seen by the person who it's intended for is like so slim. It's like you're just tossing it out there into the ether, you know, and you may or may not even get anything back, you know.
No.
So like, what kind of person even comments on YouTube videos? I will, but on like certain channels, like where it's like a smaller channel, and like I, you know, whatever, like. You know, if there's, like, a giveaway, I'll do that. But I'm not really commenting on videos very often.
Yeah, if it's smaller where I think they'll see it, the people who make it. But otherwise, I'm just commenting on what people are commenting. Like, I want to
That's
argue
because you're at least discussing with a person.
Yes. Like, I'm like, they'll see this more than the
That's like
the
a Facebook it. Level of commenting
yes.
where you're just calling somebody out on their shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I like, can't help but retort. That's the thing, though. Somebody makes a video about something, and I think it's wrong, and I'm just like, no... This is stupid, and this is why. And I can't help but do it. But only on, like, things that I, you know, understand.
Like, there's just so... The YouTube comments, I am convinced, is one of the worst places of the entire
internet.
It's the
dirty backwater.
Like, if you go on, like a Binging with Babish video that has, like, 3-4 million views, and they're just like, oh, you can't use celery that's not been sourced from this place. Like, fuck. You're the worst. It's just so many, like, actually guys, you know? You know that meme. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But you comment on Instagram videos. Like, we slightly glossed over this, but I want to circle back to that. That's fucked up.
I'm not proud of it.
What are you trying to gain from this?
I got a lot of shame about it. I'm not going to lie.
Is it a thirst thing? What Instagram videos specifically? Because, like, you don't have an Instagram, so you're probably not familiar, but, like, the way
Almost
it's laid
anything.
Out... On the first page, it's like your Facebook feed of like people that you follow.
Sure, okay.
And then the second page is like related stuff. And honestly, that is where like 80% of your Instagram time is spent.
On the related.
Is because, you know, you probably follow 200 people, but the related shit, you can just keep refreshing. And
okay,
it's like,
okay.
It knows what you like. You know, you'll watch a drum video and then it'll give you a bunch of drum videos and stuff.
It's
you know?
Bad.
Or you'll look at like a fit girl and you'll just get a bunch of hot girls. Good.
Yeah, this is not a good place.
What kind of videos are you? I need to know.
Literally
what kind of video? You're just commenting?
Anything. If it just, I mean...
I can't suffer randoms. And doing that, you become a random yourself.
I know.
You just
like
toss yourself.
A random internet troll.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of fun, though. I really do it. I honestly, here's the thing. Like, I and in all reality, like, I do, the shit I say is like I'm trying to correct people, but really deep
what does
down,
it do? What does it do?
Really deep down, all I'm trying to do is get a rise out of people. I'm just fucking with them. I'm just trying to piss them off because I want to watch them fucking world burn.
Dude, it's the same thing as the candy, you know? Like, you're not even going to see the result of what you're doing.
Like, no, but on Instagram you do because it gives you a notification when somebody comments on your shit.
I guess.
And it shows it right to you. So that you can retort back and honestly,
like, you tell this guy that he's wrong. He's using the wrong celery. You know, he's like, you're like, hey, fuck you. You're wrong. You used the wrong celery. He now, when he goes to change the celery, you don't even get to reap the benefits of this. You just got the satisfaction of being right, quote unquote. I don't know. This is why I barely use Facebook. It's because that's all Facebook is. Yeah. Is people just fucking trying to dunk on each other. Like, oh, did you read this article, bro? I'm not going to.
But here's the thing. Here's what I'm, a lot of the, if I'm making a comment, it's because it's like, I comment on like misinformation type posts. Because there's a lot of that on Instagram. It's just like, here's a life hack of how to do this or that thing. Or like, here's something you should know about this, that, or the other thing. And I'm just like, this is not right. Like, yeah. You're misinformed.
There is stuff out there like that. I watched this one drum tuning video where, like, the guy's like, you want to tune everything even, then untune the bottom. They're like, that's just simply wrong. Don't teach people this. This is the wrong way to do it. But I get it. But, like, I guess this has evolved into, like, a larger topic of just social media in general. But this is why Twitter is the best social platform. Because you can just anonymously shitpost.
And maybe I should switch to Twitter.
I did that.
I blast out tweets all the time. 2 a.m. me, I just put out such terrible content. But to me, it's so funny, dude. Like, it's just, like, observations, like, I don't know, what did I say the other day, like, why can't we have, like, a frog with chicken legs, you know? Like, how about some fan service from God, you know? That's all I'm saying. Like, that's the kind of shit, see, it's that dumb. But, like, I know it's dumb, and the people who are there for that content also know that I'm intentionally being dumb. So it's good, you know? It's like a self-satisfying thing. But I don't know, that's my take on that. Sorry, I took that to a different place.
No, that's fine. That's our because it's not. It's, you're right. Content. It's not just like YouTube. It's everywhere.
The internet's a bad place.
The internet is.
Is this
a
what
bad
they intended
thing.
When they made it?
No,
it's like when Frankenstein's monster just goes loose and starts killing everything.
No, and here's the thing: like, people are all like, "Oh, you know, you gotta be fucking." There's a lot of people that like think that the internet is. Or should be like a happy, safe place.
An idealized
and I'm like
place.
The internet has never been a good place. Like all these people are just so like, oh, don't do this, that, the other thing. Like don't get mad. Don't you know? You can't talk shit about people on the internet because it's wrong. Blah blah blah. And this is like, if you are going on the internet, you should be aware that there are like 8 million people out there ready to just call you a fucking dumbass.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's the thing, and you just have to go into it with that sense, and then you won't get upset about the internet.
Yeah, I remember back in the day when they were, like, talking about internet safety in school and shit like that.
People have no concept of internet safety anymore. They don't. They put all their whole lives out on the internet for everybody to
This
see.
Is why I don't use Facebook. It's because I would say, like, probably 80% of the world has a Facebook. You know? Like, your mom's sister that you met one time, but since she's related to you, she wants to add you on Facebook. Now all of a sudden I'm making a status about a Bills take, and, like, she can comment on that. And then my friend who I went to high school with, who I haven't seen in 10 years, sees that comment. Like, that's too much. That's too interconnected.
People are not meant to be this socially connected.
Yes, I need to keep a sphere, you know?
Right.
You gotta keep a sphere of connected people. That's why Discord is good. And that's why we use the Discord the most. Mm-hmm. It's because this 30 people is all I can handle. If I'm gonna toss out random shit, just this amount of people is all I can take.
And it's not even that many that actually, like,
I know,
reliably
it's probably,
okay.
Like, half of that, too. Unless you're called upon. If you do the little at thing, right. You know, then whatever. Oh, man. All right, we got some guests to get to.
So
unless
why don't we start with Will?
Yeah, all right.
I want to get suave in on the cannibalism.
Oh, we should. All right, there's that. For the.
How is that going to work?
In my head, it was a great idea. Hey! Fuck. Will, are you there?
What's up?
All right, you're on the cast.
Cool. Can you hear us, Will?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can we, we're doing like a on-the-fly mic check here, I guess.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, good.
Yeah, I got you.
Sorry, my phone doesn't get very loud.
All right, Will, J. Edgar Hoover Gay, what was that all about?
Yeah, what do you got?
I don't really recall the whole context about it. It was a Bill Burr thing.
I said, be prepared to explain this as soon as you put it in there.
I don't really recall the whole context around it, but it got brought up. And the first thing that kind of popped in my mind was, Sean, gay? It was, Edgar J. Hoover, gay?
That's the whole thing.
That's your whole thing? Damn it.
Whoa. That's the whole thing.
Well, where are you headed? Are you on the road?
I am. I'm on the road. I'm almost to Old Erie, Pennsylvania.
He's coming here.
Oh, you're coming home.
Yeah, going home for the weekend.
Oh, nice.
Well, you should come to the tour.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We're having beers at my place at some point.
I like that.
You should come to my new house.
Where is your new house?
In South Wales.
That sounds like it's not where I'm going to be.
Well, you just drove 8 hours. What is another 30 minutes?
All right, Will.
All right, we have anything else for him? All Will, right, we got three guests today. I don't know if you know about this.
I did not know about this. Who else you got out there?
We got Swap coming up and Evan at the back of the hour. Because we're a radio station now.
Hey, Will, what's your take on cannibalism?
Oh, yeah, what do you got? Do you eat a man?
Cannibalism.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, I watched the show for a little while. I watched the show with Cannibal Guy. Hannibal Lecter. That was a good show. I think if you're stranded in the woods somewhere and you got no other options, you go for it.
Well, if you were presented with human meat and you could eat it without any sort of legal penalty, would you do it?
I feel like it's not. Oh. I feel like it is not a delectable meat source.
I bet I taste delicious. I've been saying this, dude. You know how you are what you eat?
I don't know, man.
I eat a lot of tacos, dude.
I feel like this falls in line with all the other humanoid things. Not humanoid, but human things. That's like, cat shit and dog shit is funny to look at, but human shit isn't. I feel like human meat is the same, along the same lines of that. Pig meat, good to eat. Cow meat, good to eat. Human meat, yeah, I'd probably stay away.
I feel like I read this thing one time.
If you got no other options, then maybe that's all you got.
I feel like I read this thing one time, and this could be completely fabricated, but it was like the closer the chromosomal content to like what you have is like what tastes better to you. I could be crazy. I don't know.
Gotta worry about prions.
But they say that that's why like primate meat is like so desirable. I don't know. I don't know the hunger.
I used to date this girl that ate monkey. She grew up in the jungle.
That's right. She had a crazy past.
I don't know if I can eat a monkey.
We would have to do a whole podcast just to accompany her backstory.
Let's move on. I'm sorry about that.
All right, Will.
I have to test this theory. Can we get a chunk of someone out here?
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
You can buy body parts for educational purposes. More on that at 11.
We're a show now. We're doing show things. All right. Well,
Friday Ross the Boys Show. We'll be back after these messages.
Damn, you got the radio voice even through the phone. All right. So we got other guests. Will, do you have any questions that I should pose to Suave or Evan later in the show here?
Would they eat Lucas meat? If it was available?
Dude, I don't even know if I would eat Lucas meat if it was available.
Lucas has probably
honestly
got a lot of fat on it.
That's a bad barometer for like what human meat tastes like. Because Lucas is not like other people.
But you know how like veal is so good because the cows don't move? How much moving is Lucas doing?
So you're saying maybe he's tender.
Under the fat, maybe it's tender.
Maybe it's tender.
It's like a fatty habit. It's like a good brisket, You gotta get down deep, but you know, it could be decent.
Lucas is brisket.
I'm on board now. I've changed my perspective. All right, well, on that note, we're going to let you go. Enjoy your drive. We'll see you.
Don't die.
Sounds good.
We'll Salisbury, everybody.
All right. So let's call Suave now.
Do you want to do that? Or do we have any other topics? I feel like it'd be nice to toss some a breather topic in between. You know,
what's your Kool-Aid thing?
Okay, so this guy's name is, I don't know what his real name is. I didn't write it down, but his name, he goes by Kool-Aid McKinstry or whatever the fuck. And he's a high school player last year, college, like football, obviously, mm-hmm. And he was the number one ranked cornerback in the nation. And so, like, you know, when he got like courted by all these schools, and he decides to go to like Alabama or something, probably the wrong thing. You can fact check me, internet, if you want.
Stupid dumbass! Yeah. He went to Auburn.
That's fine.
Who on the internet?
Yeah, I don't know, man. There's people out there. You do listen to my own podcast. I'm like, my God, I was wrong about that. But anyways, so he's like the number one cornerback in the nation, and he goes to this big school. And just this year, it started where college players can
make money
off their likeness, so they can be in video games, they can get like ad deals and stuff. So Kool-Aid contacts this man. And now he's sponsored by Kool-Aid.
What a life! What a dream! An actual dream come true for his parents,
right? Literally,
is that his actual name?
No, his name's name's like,
so it's like,
I don't know, like Takarist or something.
And Melonhead. Okay, that's even cooler.
I don't. I'm making that up. It's right. Something, but it's something crazy where it's like barely pronounceable. But anyways, this poses like a larger question. Is what I'm saying is like, this guy got sponsored almost solely because of his name. Like, he would not get this otherwise.
Well, he wouldn't have gotten it if he was just some random Joe named Kool-Aid.
Yeah, right.
He happens like, he's to capitalizing, be the fucking best quarterback in the nation.
Yeah, he's capitalizing on his position, certainly. Right. But what I'm thinking is, like, in 20 years, are we, like, with this thing, are we going to see people naming their kids and, like, you know, like, say
Mustang.
Say Michael Jordan has a son, and then he's approached by, like, Tide. Like, will you name your son Tide Jordan? And then he's sponsored by Tide, and he's always wearing, or he gets, like, a Tide tattoo on his arm, you know? And he, like, has to, could that happen?
Sponsored
like,
tattoo.
Branded.
Probably, yeah. Like, I am sure.
Have you guys seen Community?
No.
Oh, my God. I wish you had, because there's this one character in like one of the later seasons, and his name is Subway, and he is like, his job is to walk around and like just constantly upsell Subway. Like, man, it's a tough day. I could really go for a nice roast beef sub with some lettuce and sweet onion sauce. Like, dude, I'm telling you, that is gonna happen. That's gonna be a real thing. We're gonna be running into people named Little Caesars.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Little Caesar Jackson. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. But it could happen, dude. And what I'm saying is, I wish I did that. That would have been a great career path for me. I could do that. You know?
It's not just too late to change your name.
But here's named. The thing about that, though. Here's the thing about
what
that.
What brand would you be, Rouse?
Ooh, if I could be anything?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's putting me on the spot. I don't know. What brand am I very loyal to? I'm looking around my house.
I feel like you'd be a good Lay's candidate.
Oh, I would. Dude, I do love chips. Or Tostitos.
Mmm.
Tostitos Rouse, that's a cool flavor. What about you? What would you?
I'm gonna be Red Baron, because that sounds badass.
That is badass.
But red, like Red Baron pizza.
Very inferior pizzas.
Yeah, but whatever. It's a good name. I don't want their supply. They're gonna pay me,
You're sponsoring them, so like you have to only eat Red Baron pizzas. That's how that works.
Okay.
That would be the only thing you could eat
if I'm
in public.
Paid for it.
In public.
In public. Yeah.
Yeah. In the contents of your own home, you're fine. Do you guys ever watch? I got a Silicon Valley. Have you watched this?
No.
It took a lot for me to pronounce that correctly. There's this like guy, and he's like supposed to be the he's supposed to like be like a caricature of the CEO of Google, and he's like 50 years old, but he stays quote unquote young because he gets blood transfusions from this incredible physical specimen 22-year-old kid who just eats like perfect and works out all the time and whatever, and he just gets blood transfusions from this guy, and he like feels incredible because he's got this young blood rushing through his veins, you know? It's obviously like not a scientific thing in any way, but like it's a funny thing that they do in there. But it turns out that this kid, who his job description is blood boy, it turns out that he just eats like shit. Like they go into his house and he's just got a fridge full of like junk food and stuff like that. So it's all just bullshit. Good stuff. Who would you be if you had to pick one brand to be your name?
I mean, you guys are both picking food.
Well, actually, you know what? I changed my mind. I want Twix. I like, call me Twix.
Left or right, Twix. Whichever one you're not, your brother gets.
There we go. We're the Twix brothers.
The Twix. Also, I feel like I would want to be sponsored by like a shoe company. And I don't know, name my kid like Lone Peak.
That's good.
They just have shoes for like, you know, like, I don't know. Something like that. Or like a car company.
Patagonia.
Patagonia Gandoni.
Sounds kind of good. Fiat.
I feel like that's, you know, that's better because then you're supplied with something like expensive, not just fucking food.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but you're going to only have so many, you know, cars in your life or... I could have limitless Twix if I was a Twix brother.
That's fair.
Man, I knew people that I hiked with that were, like, ambassadors, and they would just, like, get new fucking gear all the time sent to them. Just like, hey, try
that
out
is cool.
This
like
shit.
A brand
try
ambassador.
Shit, you know?
Yeah, I could be, like, the guy who tries out new Twix, too. Like, we got this white chocolate one now. We got orange chocolate. I'll try them all out.
I love the dark chocolate Twix.
I don't do dark chocolate. It's good. Too bitter. It's too bitter. I'll cook with dark chocolate, but I won't, or I'll bake with dark chocolate.
It's not that bitter.
I've had some bitter ones. I've had some not bitter ones. I guess it kind of depends to the degree.
You ever notice, though, like, the main chocolate things, they always do an experimental bitter, like, dark chocolate thing, but those never stick around, you know? Like the Milky Way Midnights. Where are those now?
They still exist.
Do they, though?
Yeah, they're in those variety packs. I like those.
Can you go into the store and buy one?
Yeah, you can.
No, because nobody likes dark chocolate.
Gas station, for sure.
I don't know. It's about, I don't work retail anymore.
Take a walk to 7-Eleven.
I'll take a walk to
7-Eleven.
They were still there 7 years ago when I worked retail. All
right. I've been proven wrong.
But that was 7 years ago. That's fair.
Let's try and get suave. So he, for context, said he was working out. So ideally, he's doing cardio right now.
I hope we get him mid squat. Yeah, I wonder if he's.
I can't wait till we talk about cannibalism with him, and everyone around the gym is looking at him like, "What the
like, who would you eat?" While looking around the gym,
this
like,
guy
who looks the best right now.
Right here looks pretty good.
Who looks the tastiest?
Yeah.
I don't know, do you think one person would taste better than another? I would
say
yes.
Yeah. There's, I mean, there's gotta be cows at least.
Ah, damn.
It's
ghosted.
All right. Go to Evan.
Yeah, that was his chance. All right. I should have told Evan to ready a topic because he's the only one that I, like, didn't have.
We can ask him about cannibalism.
We can ask him about cannibalism. Honestly, the man has a background in the human body. So, you know, of anybody, he would know. Ah. Is he gonna go to Portland or...
Nothing new.
Yep.
I'm dug in. I just look up the same ones.
Just like everybody on Facebook. God damn it, I gotta cool down.
Is Evan gonna leave us hanging too?
Is this how this is? Hello?
Hi. Hi, you've reached Evan. Unfortunately, I missed your call or my scam block sent you straight to voicemail. Either way, please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Are you still there? Are you there?
Why would this be a fake voicemail?
Damn it, it was real.
Because of the delay. Like, he's got that on his voicemail. He's got a good 3-second delay.
Mine just says, you've reached Nick.
Also, the scam blocker thing, like, that sounded like Evan fucking with us.
That's true.
Yeah, it does sound all right, like
well,
Evan.
Whatever. Well, hopefully one of them will call back. We'll move on.
We'll stick with the cannibalism.
Maybe we should actually talk about cannibalism.
Yeah.
What'd you find out in your research?
Why don't you present your facts?
So earlier we were discussing, for the viewers...
Is it even illegal? That was my question.
The legal standing of cannibalism. So I did some digging.
Mm-hmm.
Rouse, what are you doing?
I'm getting a beer.
Oh, get me one too.
All right.
Anyway, so the legal standing of cannibalism, I was looking... Okay, so federally, there are no U.S. laws specifically against cannibalism.
I'm not surprised.
See, I would think that they're covered by, like, murder and stuff.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
My thought. If you're eating someone, it's because you killed them.
Right.
That's where they're going to get
you. If
you
just find a dead person,
so,
I feel like
so
you can eat them.
You are right. You are correct in that. But here's the thing. It's not... Like I was saying, it's not illegal to eat your own self. So anyway, okay, so for more on that later. First, though, in most states, you're right. Like, the things about getting dead human body parts are not legal. Like, you can't kill somebody, you know what I mean? And you also can't, it's also gross abuse of a corpse, you know? if you go and dig somebody's body up or whatever. Not to mention that they're embalmed by that point.
What if you just find a body lying around? I'm not going to waste it.
That's gross abuse of a corpse.
Ah, it's
the idea is that you're supposed to, that they're supposed to be properly, you know, not exhumed, but entombed.
Hmm.
But anyway, but in most states, you can buy body parts for educational purposes, but they're pretty expensive. So it's like prices are for like $200 for an elbow, and $600 for an arm and a shoulder, you know, like all the way up.
It's obviously cheaper than I was thinking, yeah, though.
That's what I was saying.
That's
like
affordable, dude.
You know, that's like a really expensive steak.
Like an elbow? You
I
know?
Got a bonus coming next week.
Yeah, work owes me $200. Dude, I could be getting a new elbow.
I could buy an arm.
I think for when you get, you know, body, you know, cadaver parts like that, they're embalmed, though. So you wouldn't want to eat that shit, I think.
Right.
I think they're embalmed. Maybe not.
That would make sense.
But here's the thing. It's not illegal to eat parts of yourself. There was a Reddit user, incredibly shiny shart, had his foot amputated, and when you get the part of you amputated, the surgeon, you can get it. Yeah, you can keep it.
You have to go through some hoops, but you can definitely
get
it.
Yeah, you can go through some hoops, but you can get it back. And what he did is he cooked it up and made it into tacos, and him and his friends ate it. And they described the flavor as beefy.
That is funny.
That is disgusting.
It's because he made it into tacos. Like,
it's, yeah, the spices, maybe.
Well, yeah, I mean, but
right. you're given a slab of human meat, right?
Yeah,
like a backstrap, maybe, right. Like a nice, you know, nice cut. How do you prepare it? Because you want to be able to. You're eating it for
cook
the novelty.
It low and slow, and I think the part that you would on a human that you would want to eat the most is some part of the arm, because here's the thing. You on a cow or a four-legged animal, the backstrap is the best part because that's the part of their back that doesn't really do much. You know what I mean? They're supported by their so it's tender. On a human, your back does a lot. It's what keeps you standing upright.
True.
And the same with your trunk muscles. But the thing is, most people now don't really use their arms so much as their legs, and so your arms are going to have a lot less of that. You know, gaminess. But sure. I would prepare it, cook it low and slow. But there are some people that have tried to eat other people and were, they were, you know, what's the word? Incarcerated for it. I don't know. They got in fucking legal trouble for it. Except for this guy, William Seabrook, author and journalist who spent time with a cannibal tribe in West Africa in the 1920s. He said it tasted like fully developed veal, which sounds about right. And then there was this guy, Armin Muse, a German who ate large portions of a man who agreed to be killed and devoured in 2002. Like,
who
they had this arrangement. Maybe he was just suicidal and he just wanted to see, you know, whatever. And so they agreed, but the Germans still, I think they sentenced him to death.
That's fucked. Like, it's fun to joke about this, but I don't think that I could physically do this.
No.
Like, if someone presented it to me, like, hey, this is, like, I cook this, like, you know what it is? I could not do it. I could not.
I could do it in the context of, like, a cannibal tribe, maybe. If
I don't
just
know.
Like, somewhere
it's
deep
just
in
like,
the jungle.
It's like the same thing. Like, if you see, you can't meet the animal that you're going to eat. It's like that episode of Parks and Rec where, like, this is the pig. The pig's name is Tom. Like, oh, I can't eat it now. The pig's got a name. You know? Like, you can't, I don't know. You can't, yeah. I can't separate, can't separate, this is, like, you can't separate the art from the artist. This is what I'm saying. You know?
Like, church and state.
I was going to preface that, but the words weren't coming to me.
So, you know.
The cannibal episode.
The cannibal episode. So, the moral of the story is, even in, oh, and there was like a trial in England in where some sailors, they were fucking marooned, and one of the guy drank seawater, and he was like near death and unconscious, so they killed him, and then they ate him and the three other survivors, and they all were sentenced to death.
Really?
So, the moral of the story is, it's probably not legal under any circumstances to eat a person.
Probably
even
not.
If you're starving to death. But the fact of the matter is, if you're starving to death, just fucking do it, man.
Don't die. Yeah. Somebody's already dead.
Don't die. It doesn't matter. Who cares if the law's after you?
If you don't eat them, they're going to eat you.
Here's the thing. If the law comes after you when you get home and you survived because you had to eat a man, you could do anything. You just go underground. You got to go
true.
Underground at
That's
that
true.
Point. And
if you have
resorted, a hard life.
If... That is like, if you've gone through the mental hurdles to resort to that, you can't do anything, you know?
Yeah, you can evade the law. You can become, you know, you can just move to a third world country and become a drug lord or something. You can do it. You
can do it.
That sounds
like it would be some sort of, like, comic character in an Image book or something.
Sounded like I Ate a Man.
I ate a man became a mob boss. Now I fight Spawn.
No, I think it's like an anti-hero sort of thing, like the Punisher. He's like stranded in the jungle. I had to eat my crewmen.
Yeah.
But then I came back and they tried to persecute me for it.
Yeah.
And so I went underground.
This would be like a spin-off of a Rambo series or something.
Yeah, and he's like fighting the Vietnamese human traffickers or something.
I love lame origin stories for any superheroes, dude. This is way off topic, but there's this man that I have to email at work, and his name is Eterno. That is not a fucking superhero name. I don't know what is. Eterno. Oh, we got Evan. We got Evan on the line. Evan, how are you?
Hello, and thank you for calling Movie Phone.
Sorry.
See, this is why we thought your voicemail was a hoax.
Sorry, I dialed 555 Filk. I meant to dial 555 Film.
Why don't you just tell me what movie you want to see?
You selected Channel.
That's a great episode.
Well, welcome to the cast, Evan. You've joined us deep in a conversation about cannibalism.
Yeah, Evan, what are your thoughts on cannibalism?
Is Slav there?
No. Yes.
No, Slav's not here.
He was the catalyst for the whole
conversation. Oh, dude, this whole cop podcast has been about cannibalism. it's a dark one.
Not in a good place. I don't know if I can talk about this right now.
Are you in Ohio? That's my favorite meme. It's like, I'm really not in a good place right now. They're like, damn, Ohio? alright, so, yeah. Give us a quick rundown. Then we can talk about something other than eating people.
So, cannibalism. Yeah, it's gross. I don't recommend it. There's probably some weird diseases that you'll get if you're a cannibal. Kind of like... You know, like when they fertilize fields with, like, people shit and then E. coli breaks out? Like, that's how E. coli happens? There's probably some human kind of weird disease that you'll get from, like, eating other people. Like, I just feel like it's not a thing that nature wants you to do. Like, you probably shouldn't do it if you don't have to.
Would you eat human meat if presented with it?
Not knowingly.
All right.
I don't think I could either. I said this earlier, but I don't think I could knowing it was human meat, you know?
I'm chaotic enough to try it.
Yeah, I can't even do calamari when it looks like it's the shape of an octopus. So.
I don't mind that. Calamari is actually delicious.
Yeah,
it is delicious. It's just like the shape. Like you just, it just looks like an octopus. And I'm like, I don't want to eat that.
It looks like a squid.
I love when they pour the stuff on there and it moves. Like, that is fucked. I'm not going to lie to you. That shit is fucked. Because it makes, like, the muscles tighten and, like, simulate that it's an alive thing, you know? But, yeah. Alright, so what do you got? You're actually the only person that I didn't have, like, a prepared topic for. Do you have maybe any of your no-win questions?
Ooh. I don't know, I didn't really come prepared.
Yeah, I didn't either. I've been making phone calls and talking about eating people for the last 45 minutes, so...
Did you do the nipple-sized dicks or dick-sized nipples?
We did. We did. We actually, we did that when we had the hot sauce. And so, like, we were just, like, sitting here, like, sweating from the hot sauce, and I was proposing. It was good. It was like an episode of Hot Ones.
All right, I got one.
All right.
Would you rather fuck a guy that looks like Jennifer Aniston, or would you rather fuck a girl that looks like Danny DeVito?
I guess give me the...
That's a win-win. I really can't...
Give me the girl Danny.
I don't know.
Does she sound like him too?
I would fuck a guy that looks like Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I really can't. I'm fine with either. I gotta be honest with you. Probably the Jennifer Aniston. Honestly, like at least Jennifer Aniston looks good. All right, that's good. We have anything on there that we can conference Evan in on here?
What's that last topic?
We're on the podcast.
I hate Panera.
Why is that?
Who hates Panera?
I hate Panera.
You know the thing? Give us a no-win question.
Is that Taylor?
Yeah.
Hi.
She's on the podcast.
She refuses to participate.
I don't blame her. We've been talking about eating people.
Get her thoughts really quick.
Hey, how do you feel about cannibalism?
That's the first part I heard. I learned fucking anything.
All right, what, Mike? What do you got? What do you got for this topic here? Having a conference again on this topic, you can join us live.
It was back to work week for me. New school year starting, everything. They decide to cater breakfast and lunch for us during all these stupid PD meetings and shit, where the teachers are just there, no kids.
Yeah.
Which is cool and all, but it was nothing but Panera for all 5 days.
Oh, every day?
Every day, twice a day, Panera.
That is expensive.
And it's not even that good.
I love Panera.
There wasn't any diversity in the fucking things that they had. It was either bagel, egg sandwich in the morning, and then, you know, one of three sandwiches for lunch.
Why the same thing 5 days in a row?
I don't know.
Like, it costs money every time.
I work in the heart of downtown, so there's stuff around you, you know? Yeah. There's pizzerias there, there's gym steak, there's anything. They could give us a $10 gift card and be like, go somewhere else if you don't want it. Like, I just,
By the fifth day, I would
I never eat Panera again in my life, I would.
Panera is good, though.
I love their bagels. I love how hard they are to chew. I know that's strange, but I love that.
That is strange. Evan, any input here?
Evan, you ever have a situation with that where you ate too much of the same shit too many days in a row?
One time I went to a fitness conference in Florida, and it was either Waffle House or Chipotle for, like, 4 days straight, and I could not do Chipotle by the fourth day. The heartburn was real.
Oh, God, I believe it. Everything there tastes like cilantro, too, you know?
I can't.
Which I like, but I mean,
I can't do, I can barely do 1 day of Chipotle.
That's true.
Chipotle way.
Chipotle way, it's accurate. I didn't understand
that.
Stop
buying new underwear.
Yeah, Mike, that seems like a serious oversight on the part of whoever coordinated the food.
Well, I'm convinced whoever did is part owner of the nearest Panera, and that's why this happened.
Ooh, free business. Why don't we just mark this up to 500, huh?
They cut a deal with them or something, yeah.
Listen, just let them know, like, if they need an event coordinator, they might as well just bring me in, because apparently I'm also a manager at a customs brokerage, unbeknownst to me.
The man's doing a lot of work.
Sounds like you got something you want to get off your chest.
The man's doing a lot of work. Evan, remind yourself that we are in a public floor.
Yeah, we can't go off.
But you do have the floor if you'd like to if you'd like to complain.
If you'd like to.
Listen, I'm just saying that I haven't even been here 2 months yet, and I'm already like revamping the way that the whole system works, and I'm training two new people. And I'm a new person. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. I have not had to do that amount of work. it is wild, though. Like, he's been there, like, 2 weeks longer than me. He's working till 7 p.m. every day, starting at, like, 8, or probably 9.
Cutting into your gym time.
True.
Yeah, guess what I'm doing right now?
Sit-ups?
Are you squatting?
No, I'm still working.
I was hoping you're also squatting.
You should squat and work.
I mean, I do have a standing desk.
You got to get one of the, you got to get a stand-up desk that'll go up and down as you squat. So you
lower to sitting position, but just stay in the air. Like, don't sit on anything. Just squat down to, like, mid-level.
He has like, an electric standing desk where you press a button and it goes... I totally want to see that happen, like, in a meeting or something like that. Or it's just the
just
desk.
Slowly stand up.
All right. Well, I think we're gonna part ways, Evan. Any closing thoughts?
If I think of anything good, I'll call you back.
That sounds good. All right. Thanks for coming on the cast. Enjoy your
new
job. See ya. All right. That was Evan, everybody. That's what I'm thinking. All right, Mike. What do we got left?
We got one left? Gym swingers, which we'll just keep wondering what that means.
Okay.
Swap, what does that mean?
And then my last thing is air conditioning.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if it's a generational thing.
Okay.
So you guys are familiar with where I live.
Yes.
All of them have central air. Now, over the summer, I like to not use my air conditioning when it's cool overnight because it's just expensive.
Yeah, pop a window open if
electric
you can.
Bill.
Yeah.
But I notice I'm the only one in the area that opens their windows. And it's not like I live in the east side of Buffalo where, like, that's a death sentence if you open your windows. So, like, why are people so set on having their air conditioning on? My next-door neighbor still has hers on. Yesterday was, what, like, 70, 69. That is, you're paying to heat your house essentially by keeping that air conditioning on.
It's definitely a case to case basis. I will say that, like, here, like, if it's 75 outside, it's 80 up here.
Okay.
Like this particular building, and I'm upstairs, like, it gets hot. So, like, it's always 5 degrees hotter in here. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll have an air conditioner on when other people might not necessarily. Also, I'm
that's
fat.
That's why you open the windows.
This is to say, this is pretty comfortable. You probably
but here's the thing. Here's the thing about what I think when people do that shit is they just start to. They can't be bothered to turn the AC on and off. They don't care. They don't notice. A lot of people do not have any idea where their money goes.
Oh man,
you know what I mean? They just fucking piss it all away. And if you're living in an apartment, though, usually the electric or something, the utilities are sometimes included in the rent.
Oh, if it was included, I wouldn't care as much, but it's not where I live. When I first got that place with Sierra, she wanted to go right to AC mode after the winter. I'm like, what?
Mm.
And she's like, well, that's what we do in my parents' house. I'm like, you guys just have a day where you flip it from heat to cool? Like, yeah. Are you nuts?
That's what people do.
April and May is perfect to open the window.
So I will admit that I definitely can be that kind of person sometimes, but since I have these window units, I just... Like, I'm aware that I'm like this, so I just won't put them in until it's, like, 95 degrees outside.
Yeah, I mean, you needed it last month, absolutely. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. After September 1st, when it drastically dropped, yeah. I don't know why people still have
a
it
A lot
on.
Of people are addicted to that level of comfort. Yeah. Like their house needs to be a perfect 68 degrees right. all the time.
That's the other thing. Today's people cannot handle changes in temperature. People today are so sensitive to changes in temperature. Like, we're fucking animals. We should be able to go, you know,
we're blooded, for God's sakes.
Right? We shouldn't fucking be dying, you know, when it's that hot out, and mm-hmm. we shouldn't fucking be freezing when it's 50 degrees. Like, that's yeah. ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know. I am probably the worst about this than anybody else, but also I'm fat, so I get hot. I get hot quick. It's short season until it's like 50 degrees.
I get fucking hot.
I'm supposed to do
I sweat just living, you know? I'm a little sweaty right now.
Yeah, I'm a little warm.
I've been talking, that's why. It's because I got the whole body moving.
I'm supposed to do a Smash Bros. Thing at Lucas's Sunday.
Lucas is dead, though.
Well, it's an in memoriam.
From beyond the grave.
Posthumous.
We're all picking, we're trying to get to the Smash Bros. Roster. We're starting on Mario, and you can't advance until you win with the character.
With which Smash Bros.?
The newest one.
So that's like 80 characters.
So yeah, we're going to be at it for a while. Anyways, it's going to be 75 as the high. Probably not when we start. I fully anticipate him to have his AC on at like 63 degrees or something.
Probably.
Because that's just what he does.
Well, he is large. He's like insulated.
I can only imagine
the
tectonic chafe on him. You know? Like, I can just imagine the plates of his body rubbing up against each other, you know? He probably sweats in his sleep. Just laying.
I mean, I sweat in my sleep. But
I do too. I'm a hot sleeper, dude.
A lot of people do that.
I wake up, and like, in August, I had the air on and everything. Fans in the room, too. And just sleeping in underwear, and I would wake up in a pool of sweat.
It's a gender thing, dude. Like, men sleep hot.
Well, yeah.
Men sleep hot. Women sleep cold.
I do not have AC in my house. And so that was not fun. The upstairs gets hot. But the downstairs, we have a lot of fans. No, I bought a house.
They got the
house. But you've been living in, what, a week?
What?
How long have you been living there? Week, right?
Yeah.
But for the past week, it's current.
Yeah, I guess.
It was
like,
hot before, but
I think the hottest
cool.
weeks of August
I would
were
say
about
like,
two
yeah.
weeks,
it
three
literally
weeks
like
ago.
Fell off a cliff on like Wednesday. Like it was 90 every day, and then it was like 70 on Wednesday.
I was moving in when it was like hot.
Yeah,
that was the last hot
I was
weekend.
Moving on the hottest days.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't, you're fine now, though. Now you're in, yeah, now, you're, now we're in the good months.
Yeah.
It's like the April, May, and then like September, October, where it's just like, it's ideal temperature outside all the time. You can wear pants, you can wear a hoodie, you can wear whatever you want. You're going to be fine. It's good. It's great, actually.
As long as it's nice next Sunday.
For the Bills game.
I'd like a nice,
the Buffalo
like,
Williams.
A nice mid-70s.
That'll be good. That'll be good. All right, well, I think we're gonna wrap this pitch. Swallow said he was going to call back, but it's because
what are Jim Swingers?
I gave him an inaccurate time when that was my fault. I told him a half hour, and it was like 45 minutes later. So, whatever.
Ah, whatever. That punk time.
Yeah,
punk
time. That's true. I'm not liable. Any closing thoughts from anyone?
Horse penis.
As a
Don't
tradition.
Don't eat human meat.
Yeah. We
eat
may
horse
have,
penis
yes.
instead.
Yeah, so disclaimer, we may have been sarcastically advocating that we eat human meat, but please don't eat human meat. It's like a Bob Barker thing. Yeah. We're doing a Bob Barker thing.
Don't control the human population. Don't eat your human
meat. Yes. Yeah. Get your cats spayed, neutered. Don't eat your friends. Fuck off.